Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Boy, I got to tell you, when it rains, it pours, doesn't it? Chicago, Illinois, just incredible. I mean, we have been, and I hate to use this phrase, but I just can't help it at this stage of the game. I don't know what else to say. But we've been keeping score here. For years, we've been talking about the carnage, the mayhem in Chicago. 4th of July weekend, more than 100 people shot. I want you to put these numbers in perspective if you can. Wrap your head around this stuff. Over 100 people. It was 102. 102 people. Think of your own community where you live. Now think of 102 people in your community shot. But wait. See, if you go to the USA Today 23 hours ago, it was 14 killed on 100. If you go to WLS-TV in Chicago 3 hours later, 21 hours, 102 shot, 15 fatally in Chicago over 4th of July weekend. Does any of this shock you as an Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener or Armed American Radio Monster Cast listener? Of course not. We've been giving you these numbers weekly for months and months and years and years and years in Chicago. Police chief scratching his head. Mayor locked behind closed walls. He don't want to answer any questions about this anymore. He's done with it. The most heavily gun-controlled city on planet Earth, in America on planet Earth, I should say. And over 100 people shot. Where are they getting their guns, do you say? 16, 17, 18-year-olds doing most of these shootings. Where are they getting their guns? Well, that's an easy answer. They are going down to gun stores. They are filling out 4473 forms. They are admitting their age. And they are buying guns because there's a loophole for everything if you listen to the gun grabbers, right? They have universal background checks to stop. Chicago has everything but universal. Chicago is 100% gun controlled. Here's what you have. You have criminal. You have drugs. You have money. And a Democrat-controlled culture in Chicago for over 100 years. Gimme, 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 gimme. Take, 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 take. Bang, bang, bang. If you don't gimme, gimme, gimme. And the gun grabbers want you gun controlled. They want more for you. 102 shot, 15 fatally in Chicago over 4th of July weekend. That is absolutely atrocious. It beats the record last year. The scorecard continues in Chicago. Until the message gets out, until Chicago starts laying off of real people, you, me, good people who live in Chicago, until the Democrat authorities in Chicago begin laying off those people and begin making it known that good people have guns, the criminals in Chicago are going to continue to run, they're just going to run the show. It's not going to change. It is a culture that has been ingrained in Chicago for decade upon decade upon decade. It's not going to change overnight. 21 ATF agents sent in by Trump is not going to stop the gang violence in Chicago that has run amok for decades of Democrat control. It's not going to change a thing. Might result in a few more prosecutions. That's not going to scare anybody who's been getting away with it for so long. A massive sea change has to come to Chicago. And that sea change is going to require more than 21 ATF agents. Incredible stuff in Chicago. Can't gloss over that anymore. We'll talk more about that on the Monster broadcast with A.W.R. Hawkins. In fact, let's see what he says. Maybe we can find some. Let's see what A.W.R. Hawkins says. Can I find that? Because I know A.W.R. Hawkins has been talking about it. Report 100 shot in gun control Chicago over July 4th weekend. Here it is. See, it doesn't take long to find this stuff. It means 86 were shot and wounded, 14 were killed over one holiday weekend in Chicago, yet Rahm Emanuel supports even more gun control on the good guys, federally licensed firearm dealers, and opposes concealed carry reciprocity for law-abiding citizens. You feel safe going to Chicago? No, you don't. You don't feel safe going to Chicago. Why would you feel safe going to Chicago? Would you go to Chicago now? I haven't lost anything in Chicago I've got to go in search of. Been there many times. Great city. But a city that doesn't recognize my right to defend myself, and they want to call for more gun control. It's just more of the same. It's insanity. It's frankly sickening. And America sees this. They're on to this. 36 people, get this. This is the amazing part of these statistics. 36 people alone were shot in the city in an 8-hour span between 8 p.m. was it Tuesday and 4 a.m. Wednesday. 8 p.m. Tuesday and 4 a.m. Wednesday, 36 people were shot in 8 hours. Six people were killed during that melee. Most of the shootings in Chicago happened on the south side and to the west side. It's incredible. So, just to give you the numbers from last year, because we've been telling you what they are for so long, nearly 4,400 shooting victims in gun-controlled Chicago in 2016, almost 800 homicides, just below it, 770, 780 in that range. Criminals don't care a thing about the law. There is no gun control in Chicago. They can call it what they want. The only people who are gun controlled are law-abiding people who are paying attention to the law. And let me tell you something right now. This is a great segue into my next email. Millions of Americans in Chicago, law-abiding citizens, are not paying attention to the law. There is civil disobedience in Chicago. I want you to think about that. If you get moved to Chicago, let's say whoever you work for makes you go to Chicago. You don't have a choice. You have to go. Hey, you got to go up there and run this thing for 2 years. You going to leave your guns at home? Nah, I didn't think so. You going to tell anybody you have them? I didn't think so. More than likely, no. Many, many, many good people in Chicago are armed in violation of their own laws. And frankly, they'd be fools not to be. Be glad you don't have to make those decisions. Connecticut. Remember Connecticut's laws? Right after Newtown? Registration schemes for quote-unquote assault rifles? Because of a murderer who stole a lawfully purchased assault rifle? I hate to use the term, but I'm use the term because that's what they call it. For the sake of my making my point. And then they claim that every gun owner that has an AR-15 or a variant has an assault rifle. And what are they going to do? Make you register it, right? I guess the closest estimate I've seen now is less than 15%. Registered their quote-unquote assault rifles. You glad you don't get put in that position? I am. Let me read you an email. When we come back from the break, I don't have time to go into it now, so I'll just kind of... It's along the same lines of my conversation with Paul... Well, it's not along the same lines. It's along the very line of my conversation with Paul Markle a few days ago, and that's drawn quite a bit of email from me. I love it. I love the engagement. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. If you want to talk to me. Particularly this topic, because it's kind of touchy for a lot of people. Hey, man, you know, are you saying to violate the law? No, I'm not telling you to violate the law at all. I'm not telling you not to register your assault rifle. I've never said that. What I've said is lots of people aren't going to do that. That's not the same as telling you just violate the law. No, I'm not going to do that. The problem here, the dilemma is, and the judge saw this in California last week, in the case, well, I'm going to get ready to take a break. We'll have to talk about it when we come back so I don't get too tied up. I don't want to cut myself off with that. But a judge in his decision last week saw the same thing. You can't, these what's lawful today and what was lawful forever before that, you can't just criminalize and turn all these people overnight into felons. Man doesn't have the ability to do that when it comes to natural rights. So more on the discussion when we come back. I want to read you an email about some of that discussion with Paul Markle about where to carry and how to carry and living an armed lifestyle back after this.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, carrying your gun. You know, touchy subject. I got a lot of no gun signs around here. I can't do that. The law, is it policy? We've been through this a million times, and we're going to go over it a million times more in due time because it constantly comes up. There are always new listeners. People always like to talk about the subject. This, you know, where can I carry my gun, and what do I do when I get stopped by a cop? Those are all totally legitimate, and we will continue to cover those topics over and over and over again because they have great importance to those of us who have decided to live an armed lifestyle, number one. And number two, you know, consider the fact that the show continues to grow and there are new stations and new listeners every single day coming into the mix. And you can never really hear enough of this stuff. And it makes you think. If you're like me and you live in a free state, let me tell you how serious I take this business. I wouldn't move to California. I don't care what was offered. I'm not giving up my constitutional rights. How much money is worth your constitutional freedoms and your rights? I want you to think about that. Put that in perspective. When was the last time you heard it put that way? How much money is worth your constitution or worth your constitutional rights? How much are your constitutional rights worth? Because let me tell you something. When you live an armed lifestyle and you get up every day and put a gun on and walk outside your house everywhere you go with a firearm, and you've been doing it for a few decades, the thought of not doing it, you can't put a price on that. Frankly, the answer is no. Now, right now, some bonehead, and we'll give him the unknown person will give him the Bonehead of the Week award today. He's going, yeah, right, you wouldn't go out there for $2 million for, you know, for 2 years? Well, that would depend. Right now, today, the answer to that is no. And there are some, I wouldn't blame you if you took it and did it. It's up to you. How many times do you walk outside your house without your gun? Put a price on your constitutional rights. It's difficult to do. And I'm not the one that's going to sit and tell you, hey, don't go see Colorado because of gun control laws. Don't not go to New York City and see, you know, the 9/11 memorials and because of their gun control laws. There are other things you can do for self-defense. But here's the first thing that goes through my mind when I think of that. Oh, we got a meeting in Chicago. The first thing I think of is, well, I can't carry my firearm up there. I'm defenseless in Chicago. It's not because I'm paranoid. I'm certainly going to go to the meeting. I've been to Chicago many times. But I think like that because I live that lifestyle. So if you live in a free state like I do, you have less to think about than those who live in Chicago or New Jersey. You know, you heard Alexander Rubian here on the show yesterday, or those in California who are fighting this battle every single day. My God, Gene Hoffman out there just doing an amazing job on behalf of you if you live in California. And some of you do. I don't have to think about violating the law. It doesn't cross my mind. There are very few no-gun signs here, and the ones that are here don't carry the weight of law. So if I violate anything, I'm violating someone's dopey policy, the policy of someone who is, quite frankly, if there's any violation going on, it's them violating my civil rights as a free American. It's not the other way around. So I just walk past that sign. I can't get in any trouble for that. Legally. Unless they saw my gun and asked me to leave. But if my gun's concealed, no one has ever seen my concealed gun. Ever. They should never see yours. That's a hint. Mikey writes in, hey, Mark, I heard you read the email of the gentleman that criticized Paul Markle for saying to carry past signs. I liked yours and Paul's responses and just wanted to write and say that my wife and I's point of view is the same. The first few months of carrying, we unarmed ourselves. See, I love that. He is a true listener of the show. He knows the difference between unarmed and disarmed. So listen to the rest of the email and you'll pick it up as well. The first few months of carrying, we unarmed ourselves at most all signs. And after research and searching our own hearts, once those guns became a part of us, we strongly decided that we would only unarm ourselves in the extreme places you have to, like courthouses, police stations, etc., the places Ohio lists as felony if you're caught carrying. But everywhere else, we refuse to be disarmed. See the difference between unarmed and disarmed? Did you catch that? I'd rather get a slap on the wrist and still be breathing than dead. Also, Ohio just heard HB 233, and we're hoping it gets moving and gets passed. It decriminalizes no gun zones, no gun signs, excuse me, so that we can only get charged with anything if we are asked to leave and refuse. We are polite and respectful, and if asked to leave, which has never happened, we would do so. I'm so looking forward to the way you talk about Georgia is where these silly signs hold no force of law. That's the way it should be. Private business owners can post their opinion, but they do not have the right to supersede our Second Amendment right to self-defense. Thanks again for all you do. That's from Mikey. And underneath his signature, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And Mikey's right. See, Mikey gets it. First of all, he understands the difference between unarmed and disarmed. And if you are an astute armed American radio listener, and you are, I'm sure, you understand that unarmed is a choice. I'm going to leave my gun at home today when I go out and get dinner because I have a pimple on my thigh and it really hurts when I wear my holster there. Sorry for the visual. But that's a choice that you make. That big zit's keeping me from putting my holster on my hip. Don't want to wear it, you know, at 4:30, or don't want to put it in small back and don't have an ankle holster. It's too hot out for a shoulder holster, so I'm just going to leave my gun at home. That's being unarmed by choice. That's not being disarmed. Think of it. I disarmed him. I unarmed him. Which one is it? You disarmed him. If you were disarmed by a police officer, he took your gun from you. The whole time you're going, hey, don't take my gun from me. And he's taking your gun from you. That's being disarmed. Unarmed is choice. So Mikey and his wife, from the email, made a decision to not let the restaurant disarm them or wherever it happened to be. They choose to remain armed in there. Now, Ohio's law that he's talking about, and Mikey, let me tell you something. You are looking forward to the day. Trust me, you're looking forward to the day when Ohio is like Georgia and those dopey signs, they know me, you walk right by them. Just all giddy. Can I get the door for you? Sure, thanks. Boom, walk right on in. Wow. You can do that. Now, I don't recommend you do that. Honestly, frankly, even though you can, I recommend not giving that establishment your money. But sometimes you have to. I've had to go past those signs, and I do it gleefully because I have to take my child somewhere. That they have to have something from there, or we're going somewhere else, and I'm not going to be the decision maker that time. I walk right past them, and it's fun to do. When we come back, I'll read you what's getting ready to happen in Ohio. But yeah, Mikey, you are. You are looking forward to that. Trust me. It's a big relief. It's a big, big, big relief. We'll talk some more about it when we come back. Living an armed lifestyle, it's a commitment. It's truly a commitment. We'll talk about it more right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, that survey, lots of you are taking it. I need your help. I really do. I'm asking you for your help here. I need you to head over to ArmedAmericanRadio.com, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. If you like .org, you know, whatever floats your boat, you know, it doesn't matter to me. You can put in either or, .org or .com, Armed American Radio in front of it. And right there on the front of the page, take the survey. Just click the button and take the 15-minute survey. It's a fun survey to take. I've gotten a number of emails from those who said, hey, I like taking surveys like that. It asks you about what kind of guns you carry, what kind of knives, what else do you carry, what kind of holsters do you like, leather holsters, Kydex holsters. Leather holsters, Kydex holsters, hybrids, combination of both. You know, like the Super Tuck, leather backing with the Kydex. What's your favorite round? What kind of gun do you carry? You carry spare ammo? How often do you carry? It's a fun survey to take, and we want your help on this. The whole crew does. Everybody at Armed American Radio wants your help on this, okay? It will help drive content of the program down the road. You know, what is it that you want to hear? We love talking about the feedback that comes back when we talk to the lawyers is always great. So we'll get more lawyers on because it's fun. We can't do it every day because you're going to hear the same thing. So obviously we mix the content of the show up. This ain't my first rodeo. I've been talking with you about this subject for 10 years now. And on Armed American Radio, we talk to you about training. We talk to some of the best trainers in the country, authors, politicians, the movers, the shakers, the lawyers, and the candlestick makers, baby. So take the survey, armedamericanradio.com. Click, take the survey. It takes 15 minutes. Then when you're done, you get a little copy and paste, a little link in there, and you can knock about $10 off a $99 plus purchase over at Brownells. So that's a big deal, too. You want to knock $10 off? You're going to buy something anyway. Knock the 10 bones off, right? It's all right there, armedamericanradio.com. Take the survey. I'm looking forward to reading these things over the coming weeks. This thing goes all the way through the end of the month. It's going to be up on my site, armedamericanradio.com. Take the survey. It's right there. And then the Brownells, $10 is good through, I think, the first week of September, okay? So make sure to take it and take advantage of that. And thanks to Brownells for supporting us on that. We appreciate it. All right, Ohio House votes to lessen penalties for people who take guns to prohibited areas. First of all, what's a prohibited area? No, and I mean that. I'm asking that question seriously. What's a prohibited area? A prohibited area is an area that a human being who has no moral authority to decide is a prohibited area decided is a prohibited area. Walk with me on this one for a moment. Some dopey progressive town council with four kooks who get their yayas bossing their neighbors around decided that park is a prohibited area. They don't have the moral authority to do that, but they did it. And they don't care that it violates the state preemption laws because they're going to do it. And they did it. And they don't care that an Armed American Radio listener is going to sue them and their little goofy council into compliance with state law. They're not going to back down because they hate you and your rights and guns. And to them, they think they're doing the when they're not doing the right thing. It's just if they don't want to give up their power because that's all they have is their little power. They don't have any moral authority. Man has no moral authority whatsoever. No man, that means woman too, has the moral authority to preside over your natural rights. You have a natural right to defend your life. That's simple. And use whatever tool you wish to choose to do so, including your gun. Yeah. That's what a prohibited place is. So think about that. Prohibited. Why is it prohibited? Well, because that guy put a sign up? Really? So a criminal's going to pay attention to that sign and walk past it? Guess it's not very prohibited, is it? Of course not. So my point being, there's really no such thing as a prohibited place unless you're a law-abiding citizen and pay attention to the signs. Hold on, let me scratch my head. All right? You following me here? I mean, just the headline alone. Ohio votes to lessen penalties for people who take guns to prohibited areas. Penalties to people who take guns to prohibited areas. They're going to lessen the penalties for criminals? Is that what that's saying? No, they're going to lessen the penalties on law-abiding people. Well, wait a minute. If it's really a prohibited place, why are you lessening the penalty? If you have the moral authority to make that a prohibited place, why on God's earth would you lower the penalty? Think about that one. Well, then you must not have the moral authority to make that a prohibited place. Because if it's a prohibited place, by natural law. Natural law says that should be a prohibited place. Is there a natural law that says that? No. It's man-made. New sitting goofy council people in 5 years can come in and change it. And then 5 years later, new goofy city council people, HOA, homeowners association wannabes, can come in and change it again. So what is it? You follow me here. This is very dangerous stuff. And those of you who live in the areas with those goofy people I'm talking about know exactly what I'm talking about. So the Ohio House voted 64-31 on a bill Thursday that would lessen the penalty for people who carry concealed weapons into prohibited areas such as government buildings, churches, or private property. Well, why would the Ohio legislature do that when a judge down in Chillicothe is just going to do like the judge in Florida and say, nope, sorry, the legislature doesn't have the right to pass that. The governor didn't have the right to sign it. No, that ability resides with us in the courts. Me. Well, it really doesn't, but, you know, I'm going to open up a floodgate of lawsuits and cause all kinds of problems because I'm a Democrat appointee goofball gun hater. Ah! Because that's exactly what just happened in Florida with Stand Your Ground. And it doesn't matter that that little dopey judge in Chillicothe, Ohio, that his little ruling has absolutely no standing anywhere else in the state. Doesn't change state law. Doesn't do anything. It just allows other people to do. And then, boom, here comes the floodgates, right? They don't care that they're going to spend millions on taxpayer dollars, just like the other folks, the little HOA wannabe goofy people, don't care about spending millions of taxpayer dollars in violation of state preemption in order to be sued into compliance. They don't care. Nor do these judges. Doesn't make any difference to them. Now, get this. The Ohio Fraternal Order of Police will fight the measure in the Senate. Why? Currently, concealed carry weapons permit holders or qualified members of the military can be charged with a felony if they bring their guns into prohibited areas, including police stations, airport terminals, university campuses, and other places. Well, let me explain something to you. I can take my gun in an airport terminal in Georgia, and as of, 5 days ago, I can take my gun on a college campus legally. I could keep it in the car before. Now I can keep it on my person. Becker's bill would reduce it to misdemeanor and only if the person refused to leave when asked. Now, that more mirrors what I have. If some private business owner comes up to me, the manager at Chuck E. Cheese or something comes up to me and says, hey, you got a gun under your shirt, man? No. Well, it looks like it. If you do, you got to go. Oh, well, I don't. I'll stay. More when we come back. See, this stuff can bring out Angry Mark really easy. And I love the emails I get from you that say, bring out Angry Mark. We love when Angry Mark comes out. Oh, boy. It really can bring in. You like my Chuck E. Cheese impersonation, huh? You have a gun under there because it looks like you do. We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I got One American News on in the studio. I do every day. I've got it on the monitor. It's the main go-to news source now. It's not a bunch of people sitting around pontificating and bloviating and giving you their opinion about what Trump's doing. It's just people reading the news, and then they tell you what John Bolton's going to say, and they don't tell you what he's going to say. They say he's said something, and then they go to the clip and show him say it. Then they move right to the next story. See, I dig that. That's the way news is supposed to be. Not 50 people go, well, I think the American people believe, and, well, I think Trump meant by this, and here's what I think he's going to. No, Just play what he said and shut up already. Remember that little guy? You guys, anybody remember Cheers? Remember watching Cheers? Used to be that old guy in the hat. That he's in every episode over on the other side of the bar from the main characters. He's just sitting there drinking his beer, and every once in a while, Cliff would open his mouth and say something stupid. And the guy with the hat would get a one line in there and pipe in and go, shut up! And Cliff would look over at him and say, what, you don't like what I'm talking about over here? And the guy'd say, no, I just want you to shut up. Did you ever see that guy? Well, that's kind of the way I am with the news at this stage of the game. Just give me the news and shut up. So that's what One American News Network does. But I was watching during the break the video, you've probably seen it, maybe ad nauseum, of the missiles going up and that goofy Kim Jong-un character, lunatic, psychopath, who is probably very short for this world if he keeps this up. But you see all these old generals standing around him, jumping up and down and hooting and hollering, you know, and clapping and staring at Kim Jong-un. Can you imagine a bunch of American generals acting like that when a little missile went off or something? I mean, I see this stuff. I guess that's just my sense of humor. That stuff's funny to me. I digress. Take the survey, armedamericanradio.com. I need your help. All right. Back to Ohio. Met four or five, imagine Mathis and stuff all standing around and cheering over Trump. You know, oh, boy. In reality, they do that so they don't get their heads cut off after having to watch their families be murdered. That's why they do that. Ohio. Back to Ohio. This piece from this Journal News, I guess, is out of Miami. Seems to be out of the Miami Valley down there around Dayton area. It's a Columbus Dispatch piece, though. I guess the Columbus Bureau wrote it, Laura Bischoff, but she's, I guess it's a Miami piece, Miami area anyway. But we're going into an area here where, kind of like what Paul, Marco, and myself were discussing the other day, no one's telling you to violate the law. No one is telling you to commit a felony. Carrying a gun in the cab of your truck in violation of your company policy is not a felony. Am I telling you that you may walk in somewhere someday because you have to if you have a gun on that's in violation of the law? Yeah, it's going to happen to you if you're carrying a gun for a living. And we're telling you that you need to be aware of that. If that's not possible for you, if you can't stomach that, read Bob Boatman's book, particularly Chapter 20, Living with Glocks, the Chapter 20. The book Living with Glocks, Chapter 20, please read Chapter 20. It's unbelievable. If you can't stomach the possibility that you might have done that once or twice, inadvertently, you maybe want to rethink carrying a firearm because it's going to happen to you from time to time. If you live an armed lifestyle long enough, it's going to happen. Oh, I was in there with my gun. Oh, I didn't realize. That's going to happen. Nobody's telling you to willfully do that. Ohio is considering making some changes, and I find the whole thing patently absurd because criminals don't pay any attention to those signs. There's no such thing as a prohibited place. Prohibited place is just another way of saying gun-free zone, and there's no such thing as a gun-free zone. As long as a criminal won't walk past that sign, there's no such thing. It's all feel good. It's all do-goody stuff. It's all applicable to you and you only, law-abiding people. That's all it is. It only affects you. So laws that don't do anything to stop them, that only affect you, are completely and totally ineffective. But it's interesting because in Ohio, representative with the bill said he inadvertently carrying a concealed weapon into a government building is the same class of felony as safecracking, grand theft auto, or aggravated assault, which all carry penalties of up to 18 months in prison and $5,000 fines. And he says that's outlandish. Aggravated assault in Georgia carries far more than 18 months. In Florida, it's a minimum mandatory 3 years on conviction. Maybe up to 20 in the state of Georgia. 18 months, but it's a felony. So it's basically a life sentence. You're screwed. You're done. The felony kills you. And as a law-abiding citizen, the mere thought of that is just abhorrent. That's why law-abiding people pay attention to the signs. The bigger point being here is that there's no such thing as a prohibited area because a criminal is going to walk right past it. You're not violating a law, even if they call it such. Frankly, you're not violating a law when you walk into the Chuck E. Cheese that has a no-gun sign up. You're violating a store policy. No mortal man has the ability, has the moral authority to tell you that. They don't. But there are some great changes coming to Ohio, hopefully. I mean, the bills are out there. And it's funny to me, Ohio is way behind the times a little bit. Always have been. Just got their permit system in 05. Other states had permits in place, you know, for near 10 years. I mean, Ohio always seemed to be on the latter part of this when it comes to guns. Oh, open carry was legal in Ohio permanent forever, though. Even cops didn't know it. Whatever. HB 79, paramedics and others assigned to SWAT teams would be trained and permitted to carry firearms while on duty and be allowed to carry concealed weapons. Do you hear that? Allowed to carry. We're going to tell the first responder, the ambulance crew, who's showing up at a very violent scene or the aftermath or what might even be ongoing violence. Oh, let's allow them to carry guns. We'll make changes to allow them to do it. Frankly, you don't have the moral authority to tell them they can't do it. But if it makes you feel better. crazy. House Bill 142, when stopped by law enforcement, concealed weapons permit holders would not be required to tell the officer that they're carrying a firearm. Has one sponsor, Representative Scott Wiggum, from Republican from Worcester, Ohio. So, you think the fraternal order, who was it up there? Who was it? Who did I say it was? Let me get it up. Oh, yeah, Ohio Fraternal Order of Police. You think they're going to fight that measure? Oh, hell yeah, they're going to fight that measure. Lock, stock, and barrel. Because every criminal tells a cop he's got a gun. Come on, man. What are you doing? You're making a criminal out of a law-abiding citizen. My wife, driving home to see her family in Ohio, gets pulled over with a concealed weapons permit. She's got a concealed gun in her purse, or in the console, or on her hip. Fails to tell the police officer, and somehow he finds out she's a criminal. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's not a criminal for exercising her Second Amendment rights because she didn't tell you. No, it doesn't work that way. That's why these dopey laws have to be changed. That's why they have to be changed. That's why we work to fight for these things. So that you, who live a concealed carry lifestyle, don't find yourself in jail for being the good guy. Because guess what? The criminal isn't going to tell anybody anything. The criminal isn't going to pay attention to any sign. The criminal is going to eat wherever they want. They're going to take whatever they want. They're going to go wherever they want. They're going to do it at your expense. They're not going to respect law. They're not going to respect law enforcement. They're not going to respect the legislature. And they surely don't give a crap what you think about it. And you're the good guy. There are some other great changes coming to Ohio. These got to get through the legislature, and they got to get signed. And, you know, are they going to? Who knows where Kasich stands on any of this stuff? HB 201 wipes out the concealed carry weapons license altogether. That's constitutional carry. It's actually got some sponsors. That's 24 sponsors. Is it going to go anywhere? I have no idea. Stand your ground? Don't think what happens in Florida happens everywhere else? Ohio hasn't even gotten stand your ground yet. Florida's already made changes to it. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in that prohibited place. And I'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.